والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
Today we have ended the 24th day of the glorious month of Ramadan, 1441, which is the 17th day of the month of May 2020 CE. So, in the absence of questions, even though some would like me to talk about Zakat al-Fitr. Okay, briefly, Zakat al-Fitr is the zakat that has been made on us mandatory, wajib. I say it's wajib because of two ahadith. One of Ibn Abbas, reliable. Other one of Ibn Umar, also reliable. Both they say farada lana Rasulullah or alayna. The Prophet farada has made it mandatory. So to give out Zakat al-Fitr is an act of ibadah, you know, of the class of being wajib. Okay, Zakat al-Fitr is supposed to be a kind of a cleansing alternative. Yani, as a food for the poor and as remedy for the mistakes you have committed in the month of Ramadan. Maybe you have used bad words. Maybe you have looked at things forbidden. Maybe you have caused harm to other people unknown to you. So Zakat al-Fitr is here to cleanse all those things you have committed. Just like to do the sahwi in prayer. To do the sahwi is there to rectify and remedy the shortcomings. So for that, if you want your fasting to be clean, to be blameless, okay, here's the alternative. Give Zakat al-Fitr. Zakat al-Fitr is given out of five items. Like sha'ir, like zabi, like iqt, like tamr. But some of these things are not edible here in our community. That is why in a hadith it says, u'matan lil masakin. Whatever that is edible by human beings. So in our locality, our geography here, if you give the Zakat al-Fitr out of gari, it's okay. You consume dairy. You give it out of corn, out of millet, out of maize, out of rice. It's okay. Because it says u'ma bil masakin as a means of food for the human being. The time for giving out the Zakat al-Fitr actually. There is waqtul istihbab and waqtul wujub. The first time it is recommended if you do it, okay. Like 2 days before Salah, as Ibn Umar used to do. If tomorrow, next tomorrow is going to be Eid, you can set aside the amount of Zakat al-Fitr, earmarked for giving to whom it is due. They call this waqtul istihbab. But the waqtul wujub is before going to Eid congregational gathering, you give it before you depart from your house to what? Eid praying ground. That is wajib. If you give out the Zakat al-Fitr before going to Eid prayer, it is treated as the Zakat al-Fitr. Otherwise, it's an ordinary sadaqah. But it is lingering on your head. You have to repay it. Zakat al-Fitr is never ever to be given out of money. Don't give qima. Some people will say, well, this zakat, let me give money in place of food. In the sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ never mentioned money. Some of the Hanafiya are saying money, but the Maliki, the Shafi'i, the Hanbali, all they are saying compulsorily she'll be out of food item. Don't give money. Don't, because there is no proof for that. They say, well, you know, because the money would benefit the poor man more. It's incorrect. If it is true, give him the food, as the prophet said, and give the money, combine the two. Why should you leave the sunnah? But it appears some are doing it just because of some material gain. So zakat al-fitr is never to be given out of money. Give it out of food. If you do with money, we are sorry, you have left the majority of the ummah. Wherever you live, don't tell me, well, but here there are no poor people to take food. Who tells you? Collect the food you have gathered, send it to any part of the world where they can eat. Why wouldn't you struggle to maintain the sunnah? Why? Why? Some, you see them putting, for example, this year, $5, $10, $15. Other time, they change it. So you can see, even the amount is being changed, okay? Due to our own desire. But the fixed amount of the clip does not change. Doesn't change. Why wouldn't you maintain what has been fixed, so naturally speaking? May Allah get us all right. Zakat al-Fitr is to be given on behalf of every member of one household. From the Megillah on top, the husband, to the boy born today. But some are saying, well, the pregnant woman, do we give it out of because of the person? No. Some are saying, if a woman is pregnant, calculate the boy yet to be born amongst those to whom it will be givable. But this is a contentious, let me call it contentious view. Put it aside. The one to be born, we are yet to ascertain his life. But even if a child is born today, he is eligible for having zakat al-fitr being given out on his behalf. If somebody is walking in your house, like a woman or a boy, you want to give zakat for him, consult him. Because it is only necessary upon those that you have to feed them. Someone that doesn't have the right of being fed by you, is not on you mandatory. Okay? Zakat al-Fitr should be given to those in need. There are ways to be looked into that. Somebody has set aside Zakat al-Fitr. Already, he has just set it aside. He tells his members of the house, look, these are the Zakat al-Fitr. Put it there. And somebody came and stole it, took it away. Is he to repay it again? They say no. Unless if he was reckless, he left the food where it can be stolen, in that case he has to repay it. I think briefly, this should capture the main point of the Zakat al-Fitr. Maybe when the time is enough, we may revisit again. But because it is fast approaching, that is why I have decided to say something about Zakat al-Fitr, asking Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, to accept our acts of ibadah during this Ramadanic period and beyond. أشكر الله رب العالمين. Let's progress.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ
Allah, the Almighty, says, in this ayah 35, ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه. It is not befitting for Allah to take a son. Look at it. ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه. It is not befitting that Allah should have a son. Common sense wouldn't accommodate this because it is an aberration. Subhana, exalted is He, He is too exalted, He is glorified as to take a son. Okay? إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا, when He decrees an affair, whenever Allah wants something to happen, when He decrees an issue, فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ, He merely says to it, be, and it is. So, if Allah had wanted to have sons, أعوذ بالله, He would have many, uncountable. So this is an important ayah, just like other ayahs, on debunking the claim of the so-called sonship. Son of God, Son of God, Son of God. Come on. I gave detail yesterday on this issue. For the mind that is ready to inquire and acquire learning, Allah doesn't have a son. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ Allahu Samad. He says, Lam yalid. In Quran 1123. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Allah has not begotten, has not begotten. Okay? Allah did not beget anybody, nor is He begotten. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, and there is nobody kufuwan, comparable unto Allah. He also says, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ صَاحِبًا. How is it possible for Allah to have a son without having a wife? So here, we are also being reminded that it's not befitting for Allah to have a son. Subhanahu, exalted is He. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. That has been translated. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. And Jesus said to them, عليه الصلاة والسلام, indeed, Allah is my Lord and your Lord. So worship Him, that is, فَاعْبُدُوهُ. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. That is a straight path. That's the correct way. Sirat al-Mustaqim is what we have been asking Allah to guide us onto it every time we pray, at least 17 times a day. Yeah, at least 17 times a day. Because the early morning prayer has two units, rak'at. There is Fatiha there, including Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. The Zuhr prayer, the noon prayer, how many units? Four. With the same prayer, two, four, six. Late noon prayer, after, four, six, four, ten. Maghrib prayer with three units, three rak'ats, ten, three, 13. Finally, Isha, okay, late noon, late night prayer, okay. 4 plus 13, 7. So I am saying at least we beg Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. This is minus nawafil. If you combine, you see a lot of things that can weave in after. So صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, Prophet Isa told his people, هَذَا صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. We too are commanded to say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. To tell you the message is one. Some people changed everything, okay, because of their whims and caprices. So, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعَبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Next ayah.
فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم.
فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم. Then the factions, that's Al-Ahzab, the groupings amongst the Israelites differed concerning Jesus Christ. Or people became divided. Some will call him God himself, God incarnate, God taking human form, imagine. Some will say, no, he is one of the triune configuration. He represents the part of the Son. There is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This so-called confusion, which was never taught by Jesus Christ. Some people concocted it. Paul, you know, Paul of Tarsus, Saul. That's why they are saying Christianity today is more of Pauline than being teachings of Jesus Christ. Some, they call him, no, he is God himself, like I said, Son of God. Son of God. So Allah says people become divided about him. But he never uttered such a word. Never. For example, Jesus never called the God. From the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, those books in the Old Testament. So also the last one with 27 books, the last one is the book of Revelation. You cannot find a single place where Christ said, I am God worship. You can't get it. People's concoction. He preached Islam. All right? This, I have said it in lots of places during this tafsir. So, Allah said, فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ. The factions became divided concerning Jesus Christ. فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ مَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. So woe to those who disbelieve. وَيْلٌ, they say, وَيْلٌ وَادٌ فِي جَهَنَّمْ لَوْ سِيِّرَتْ فِيهِ. نعم. أجبل الدنيا لذابت من شدة حرارتها. It's a valley in Jahannam. If the whole rocks of the world were bit from there, they would have melted instantly. La ilaha illallah. This is Wailu. So Allah said, woe be unto those who disbelieve min mashhadi yawmin azim, from the scene of a tremendous day. From the scene of a tremendous day. Allah calls Qiyamah Yawmun Azim. Tremendous. Big day. Allah is Azim. If He describes something being Azim, you know the bigness is more than your human thinking and expectation. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. Next ayah.
أسمع بهم وأبصر يوم يأتوننا لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين.
أسمع بهم وأبصر يوم يأتوننا لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين. How clearly they will hear and see. Because أسمع وأبصر حضان فئلان تعجبان. هذان فئلان تعجبان. أسمع أفعل به ما أسمعهم وما أبصرهم. أسمع به. Alright. أسمع به. Oh, you wonder at how they see clearly. On القيامة they will see everything clearly. الله says, أفصير هذا؟ Is it a sorcery? Or can't you see? You used to deny القيامة. Now it is القيامة. Now you can see, Allah says, Afasirun, is it a sorcery now? Is it a black magic? Can't you see? Just like this, Asmi'bihim wa absir. How clearly they will hear, how clearly they will see. Yawma ya'tunana, the day they shall come to us. But the wrongdoers today are in clear error. But in this life, في ضلال مبين, in clear departure from the right way. You preach, you explain, but the more they are preached at, the farther away from the way they are. That is what he says, لكن الظالمون في ضلال مبين. But the wrongdoers are in clear error. Next ayah.
وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون.
وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Warn people about the day of regret. الله أكبر. This is another name for قيامة. يوم الحسرة. The day of regret. The day of biting one's finger. أعوذ بالله. يوم الحصر يوم التنادي يوم التغابن يوم الزلزلة القارئة الحاقة ويوم تشقق السماء. Qiyamah has almost up to 100 names with derivatives quite differently. Ya Allah. Allah says warn them about the day of regret. It will come. إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ, when the matter will be concluded. خلاص. All the bickerings, all the arguments in this world that day will be decided. Judgment delivered. If today in world you go to the Supreme Court and say, that's the end of it. That is this world. You go to court, you go to, you know, another court again, you make an appeal. By the time you've gone to the apex court, that's all. That is human arrangement. But the Supreme Court really is with Allah. Allah says, remind them of the day of regret when the matters will be decided. You have cheated, you will see it. You harm your wife, your kids, those working under you. You hide knowledge from people just because you need something material. You use political activities to steal public property. As a media practitioner, you just dish out half-baked news. Yellow journalism, for example. Harboring rancor in your mind against people unjustifiably. Driving car dangerously because you are drunk. And on and on and on. Oh Allah, save us from our negative behavior. So warn them on the day of regret, when issues and matters will be decidedly decreed, done. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. Allahu Akbar. Okay? So, وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But today, they are in ghafla. What is ghafla? Heedlessness. They are in a state of heedlessness. Therefore, they are not believing. Naam.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ.
Allah says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. Indeed, it is we who will inherit, the earth. Look at it, inheritance. Because everybody will go away. He says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ. In Surah number 55, Surah Al-Rahman. All those on the face of the earth will become extinct, come to an end. The countenance of your Lord remains permanently. That is the meaning. We leave everything, all our positions, all our houses, everything. Go back to your mother. That is the earth. Until the dead itself dies. Because death, D-E-A-T-H, will also die. Ya Allah. Malakul Mauti also, his life will be snipped out of him. So Allah is the inheritor. Okay? Mega inheritor of this life. So Allah says, "Inna nahnu narithu al-ardha wa man 'alayha wa ilayna yurja'un." This is verse number 40 in Surah number 19, Surah to Maryam. We are those who inherit the earth and everything on it. Wa ilayna yurja'un, and to us shall be their return. They will return back to us. Returning back to Allah starts with our death. By the time the life is taken out, that is Yawm al-Ruju. The day you are taken back to your Creator is called Yawm al-Ruju. That is why in Quran 2:281, Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. That is Baqarah 281. Fear the day you shall be taken back, return. It is Yawm al-Hasra. So, Allah is the one to inherit everything. Next ayah.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا.
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا Nabiya. Mention in the book the story of Ibrahim or Abraham, this great personality in history, this great man of Allah, this man of monotheism, Hanifa, Imaman. He has a lot of qualities and qualifications. The Jews claim Abraham belongs to them. The Christians claim the same thing. But Allah says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. وَمَا كَانَ He was neither Jewish nor Christian, but a Muslim, because he preached the purest form of monotheism in his life. He even had a kind of squabble with his father. He read Quran, Surah 6, ayah 74. What happened? إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ أَذَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Imagine, my father, will you and your people take for gods things beside Allah? I just look at you and you in a clear and manifest way. That is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. When he broke the idols, what happened? They say, Inna Samina Fatan, Yazkurhu, Yukarlahu Ibrahim. In Surah 21, ayah number 60. Also, remember what happened between him and Nimrud, the king of the Babylon, of Babylonia, as in Baqarah from ayah 250 downward. You see, it tells you about this important personality, Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah says, mention in the book the story, the narrative concerning Abraham. He was a man of truth, Nabiya, a prophet, Siddiqan, truthful, Nabiya, prophet. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِي, when he said to his father, look at it, إِذْ مُتَعَلِّقٌ بِحَدَثٍ مَضَى. If when he said to his father, what is the name of his father?
Azar.
Some are saying, no, his father's name is Tare. Allah is saying, Azar, you are telling something different? وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ
وَ.
We check Allah's statements. Don't tell me his father's name is Tara, whatever. The Quran is succinctly clear about his father's name is what? Azar. So when he said to his father, Because إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ here, I quoted last ayah in Surah Al-An'am. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آذَرَ. So if you don't know the name of the father in here, in this, go to that very verse I quoted 74, 73 in Surah Al-An'am. So when he said to his father, يَا أَبَتِي, Allahu Akbar, it was a kind of a passionate call. Oh my dear father, لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ وَشَيْئًا. He said, oh my father, why do you worship that which does not hear? لَا يَسْمَعُ, because the idols do not hear. وَلَا يُبْصِرُ, and does not see. وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا, and does not benefit you anything at all. At all, at all, at all. No benefit if somebody worships tree. Mm-hmm. Can the tree give him food to eat? Does he go to the say, hey, tree, the name tree, Iroko tree, I want to eat. No, gonna give me what I want to eat. It's a waste of time. So why do you worship such that does not benefit you, does not hear, does not see, and brings nothing in terms of benefit to you? Common sense wouldn't accommodate and tolerate this. Next ayah.
Ya abati inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya.
Ya abati, another call. Ya abati, ya abati, ya abati. About how many times you calculate? About four times. Four times.
Mm-hmm.
Ya abati, oh my dear father. It was a kind of a passionate call, like I saw, like I've said. Ya abati, إِنِّي قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْإِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ فَاتَّبِعْنِي أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطًا سَوِيًّا. Oh my father, indeed, there has come unto me knowledge which does not come to you, or didn't come to you. قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْإِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ. How? Because Prophet Ibrahim was a recipient of divine inspiration. His father was not such a recipient. Was he?
Yeah.
He wasn't. So he said, it came to me knowledge that didn't come unto you. So for that, fattabi'ini, follow me. Ahdika siratan sawiyya, I will guide you into an even path. Even, sawiyya, straight way. You see, they are saying preaching can come from top downwards. Preaching also goes upwards. The example of preaching coming from top downwards is like what? The preaching of Prophet Noah to his son. Yeah. We call this descending order in preaching. Coming from top down, descending. You know descending?
Mm-hmm.
Preaching can come from down to top. That is ascending order. Like the example of Prophet Abraham, he was preaching to his daddy. It's an ascending order. You get it well?
Hmm.
So it tells you your son can tell you the truth. And it is important to listen to the reason, not the age.
No.
Don't look at the age. If Allah wishes, He places the truth in the mouth of your son, your grandson, which is not with you. You remember what happened between Prophet Dawood and Suleiman. إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْفِ إِذْ نَفَشَتْ فِيهِ غَنَمُ الْقَوْمِ وَكُنَّا لِحُكْمِهِمْ شَاهِدٍ فَفَهَمْنَا أَوَانِ
Suleiman.
They were deciding an issue on the people, on the community's cattle. Allah said, we caused Suleiman to understand it. And the father was there. So knowledge has no age consideration. Knowledge has no geography. Knowledge has no ethnicity. Knowledge is for whom Allah has given. May Allah give us important knowledge so that we walk according to Surah 2 and your pleasure and your endorsement. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So, he said, knowledge came to me. Obey me, follow me, and I will guide you to this one. Naam.
Ya abati lima ta'budu shaytan. Inna shaytan kana lirrahmani asiyya.
Take it again, it's incorrect. Take it again.
Ya abati la ta'budu shaytan. إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا.
يا أبتي لا تعبد الشيطان. وأصله لا تعبد with dal having what school. Because اللام هنا إسلام النهي. لام النهي. لا. It's not لام ال what do you call it? نفي. No. Islamun nahi. It is a lamun indicating forbidden. Gone. If I say la ta'akul, lamun nahi. According to the system of Arabic grammar, lamun nahi puts scorn on fail. La ta'akul, la tashrab, la taqra. So here it should be la ta'abud. But why there is kasra? La ta'abud is shaitan. Because makhafat al-tiqa is sakinain. That simple. So he said, my father, la ta'budu shaytan, do not worship the Satan. Do not worship the devil, the evil one. It tells you worshiping idols tantamounts to worshiping Satan. Satan and his own satanism and his satanic groups. If somebody worships any god, mami wata, spirit, or anything you have, seen and unseen, is as good as, or is as bad as one is actually worshiping the Satan. So Prophet Ibrahim, or Abraham, told his father, don't worship the Satan. Why? Inna shaitana kana lirrahmani asiya. Because Satan has ever been to Allah most merciful, disobedient. La ilaha illallah. Satan is incurably disobedient to Allah. So why should you worship somebody that disobeys Allah, your creator, your maker, your cherisher, your sustainer? So he was telling his father, Inna shaitana kana lirrahmani wa asiya.
يا أبت إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا.
يا أبت إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا. This is Iowa 45. He says, يا أبت, oh my dear father. إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن. I fear that a punishment will touch you. يمسك will touch you from the most merciful. One begins to ask, what is the hikmah? He is talking of a punishment that may occur against his father, but from, he didn't say من المنتقم أو من شديد العقاب, but it's من الرحمن. We understand at this point he was even passionate asking Allah, oh Allah, grant mercy on him so that he became guided. See? In the Quran, la awahun. He was even praying, hoping. We understand this. So I hope that azab or punishment will touch you from Allah, the most merciful. فَتَكُونَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَّ. And for that, subsequently and consequently become an ally or a companion of Satan in the hellfire. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Naam.
Qala araghiban.
So you can see, kalamukum usul. This is the last stage of Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati. Is that? Next. شيخ.
قال أراغب أنت عن آلهتي يا إبراهيم لئن لم تنتهي لأرجمنك واهجرني مليا.
يا سلام.
قال سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي إنه كان بي حفيا.
وأعتزلكم
وما تدعون من دون الله وأدعو ربي عسى ألا أكون بدعاء ربي شقيا.
قال أراغب أنت، أراغب أنت، an emphasis، عن آلهتي يا إبراهيم لئن لم تنتهي لأرجمنك وهجرني مليا. The father said, he was making a threat. Threateningly, he said, so أراغب أنت عن آلهتي؟ So you don't have desire concerning my Lord, my God. You take your leave from your God, from my God? أراغب أنت you, so you have no desire in my Lord, my God, I worship. يا إبراهيم, أو يا إبراهام, listen, لئن لم تنتهي, if you don't stop it, if you don't desist, لأرجمنك, I will surely stone you. واهجرني مليا, take your leave from for a long time. Leave me for a long time. So now, he was kind of disowned by his father. He was what they call ostracized by his father. All these things happened during the Iraqi Mesopotamian region in the Babylon. This combined together with the negative attitude of the despotic king of the time, Nimrod, the son of Canaan, the son of Cush, the son of Sam, the son of Noah. Finally, he left there to Palestine, where he said, "Inni zahibun ila Rabbi sayhadi." I will go to my Lord and he's going to guide me. So you can see, somebody being disowned by his father, his biological dad and father, to tell you the value of Aqidah. You can sacrifice anything for the sake of Aqidah. Hey, wallah. Aqidah, أعظم شيء تملكه. أعظم شيء تملكه في حياتك. إذا ضاعت عقيدتك الطيبة الصحية الصنية الصلفية فحدث ولا حرج عليك أنك أثباتها يعني ميتا. لا أقول ميتا بس ميتا ونعوذ بالله من ذلك. If your عقيدة is lost, is thrown to the garbage, you are no longer in existence. Yeah, let alone you are living. So that's what his father said. أراغب أنت عن آلهتي يا إبراهيم لئن لم تنتهي لأرجمنك واهجرني مليا. What answer did he give him? قال سلام عليك. He said, peace be upon you. الله أكبر. The father was dishing out threats, but in turn or in return, Prophet Ibrahim was giving him the base of what should be given. قال سلام عليك. He said, peace be on you. Peace be on you. سأستغفر لك ربي. I will seek my Lord's forgiveness for you. I will ask my Lord to forgive you. إنه كان بي حفيا. Because my Lord has been ever gracious to me. Hafia, gracious, kind to me. وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ. But I will take my leave of you. وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ. I will leave you. وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. I will leave you and what you worship beside Allah. I am not of you. وأدعو ربي I will be calling of my Lord. عسى ألا أكون بدعاء ربي شقيا. I expect that I will not be, okay, in my invocation to my Lord, unhappy. That is, I hope my Lord will not leave my own prayers without being answered. Shaqiyya, I will not be wretched. I will not be miserable. If I ask him, he will definitely answer me. They are saying, during the Babylonian period, his father will ask him to go and sell idols. They are saying this in history, Allahu A'lam. They are saying that was the beginning of the trouble between Abraham and his father. Ibrahim will be saying, من الذي يشتري ما يضره ولا ينفعه. Imagine, his father will say, Ibrahim, go and sell these gods. He will divide gods. Selling gods, like bread and pancake, Allahu Akbar. So Abraham will be saying, من الذي ما يضره ولا ينفعه. Who will buy what will harm him, not benefit him? And it's true, at younger age. So the information reached his desk. What are you saying? That is what I'm saying. So the illam tan, if you don't stop it. I don't know you disliking me until now. You have the narrative, what happened. He said, I will leave you. And my Lord will not treat my prayer with hopelessness. That is Shaqiyya. Allah will definitely answer because he has been gracious to me ever. Next ayah.
فَلَمَّا اعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُم مِّن رَّحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا
Ayah 49 and finally Ayah 50. I say finally because we are stopping here, inshallah, today. Okay. قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ أَلَا فَلَمَّا اعْتَزَلَهُمْ When he left them, that is, he left where? Iraqi region, Mesopotamia, precisely to where? To Palestine. So when he left them, وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ And those things they worship beside Allah, وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ You see? We bestowed upon him Isaac, that is Ishaq, وَيَعْقُوبُ and Jacob, وَيَعْقُوبُ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا And each of them, we have appointed him a prophet. Imagine, when he left his place, because prophet is Ishaq and Yaqub, we are born in Palestine. Not during the Babylonian, Iraqi, what? Period. It's in the Palestine period. You leave something for Allah, you will see wonder. Yeah, even you. In any trouble, in any squabble, leave your things in hand of Allah. You will see wonder. Allah gives a substitute. So let's maintain patience, maintain dignity, maintain humility, maintain straightforwardness, and by the grace of Allah, the goodness shall be your loss. نسأل الله التوفيق والسداد والكرامة والرفعة في الدنيا والآخرة. So when he left there, and their God, وَهَبْنَا لَهُ We bestowed upon him. I keep on saying bestow, because bestowal. Bestowal is mawhiba. To give a child is a kind of bestowal offered by Allah the Almighty. So we bestowed upon him Isaac, as I told you, or Ishaq, and Yaqub. And you know, who is the father of who? Between Isaac and Jacob, between Ishaq and Yaqub. Who is the father? Who is the son? Ishaq is the father to Yaqub. So that means Prophet Yusuf as a grandson of Ishaq. Correct. وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا Each of them we made him a prophet. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا We bestowed upon them from our own mercy. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا we gave them out of their mercy, and we made for them a reputation of honor. Because Lisan is Siddiq, the people will be pressing you, praying for you.
No.
Even after that, Lisan is Siddiq. Okay, doesn't mean that all will love you. No. It never happened. But a sizable number of good people will recognize your work. That is what you are after. Okay? So we made them to have good reputation. We as Muslims, we call them, we say, alayhi salam. Alayhi salam. You don't call any prophet like this. Musa says, Isa, no. This is an act of savagery. You have to give them this honorific title given. That's Lisan al-Siddiq. Do good things, you will get Allah's Lisan al-Siddiq. In life, after your death, Ya Rab, alayka tawakkalna, wa ilayka anabna, wa ilayka al-Masih. Ya Allah, this group of young people are your servants. We gather here for the sake of you. Allah, give them all their needs, Ya Rab al-Azim. Whatever they are, we are in fear of Allah. Put it away from all of us.
Amen.
Give our state of Kano, our city, Nigeria, Muslim land, peace and stability.
Amen.
Make our economy recover and come back boosted, inshallah ta'ala.
Amen.
Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alam. We meet tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, on the 25th. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.